gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another edition of Auto World in this hour of the broadcast. Well, looks like our motorsports guy, Jeff Pressler, is missing in action at the moment. So we'll put that one on the shelf. We're awaiting the arrival of Alto Reed, one of the founding members of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band. We're going to be talking to him about his car life, his car passion, growing up in Detroit, his brand new band, the Reed and Dickerson Band. And a little later on, we'll also be joined by the COO of Tailgater, a very unique company with a very unique product. And they're working with Alto in helping promote the band. And we're very much looking forward to chatting to both of those folks. In hour number two, coming up in hour number three of the program, we're going to be joined by Ken Zvokal from AutoGeek.com. And also, we'll be joined by a gentleman I always enjoy chatting with. He's a noted actor. He's a musician. He's a guy with a famous commercial. And he's a spokesperson for a NASCAR race. And he's always kind of a hoot to talk to say the least. He will be coming up in hour number three of the program. But right now, it is my pleasure to welcome one of the founding members of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, a gentleman I had the pleasure of meeting out at the Las Vegas SEMA convention, Mr. Alto Reed. Welcome to the airways of Auto World. How you doing there, Alto?
Hey, Bob. It's great to talk to you today. Had a great time in Las Vegas at the SEMA show, and I certainly enjoyed spending some time with you out there on the radio. And your interest in rock and roll and automotive legends is really near and dear to my heart. So thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about yourself. You grew up in the Detroit area, and Detroit, not that long ago, even 10 or 20 years ago, is a whole lot different from the Detroit of today. Take us back to the Detroit era when you were growing up there.
Oh, man. Well, you know, it was really a great time, especially as a kid, loving cars. You know, any boy, especially growing up in Detroit, we were all tuned into the cars. And I could look down the street half a mile away and just the profile of what was coming, you knew what car it was, and you couldn't wait for the next season and the release. It was really exciting as a kid. And I remember my dad bringing home a 56, I think it was a Bel Air at the time, a red and white classic twin exhaust, and that just was, you know, what a hot car that was. I was just a little kid at the time, little boy, but I'll never forget that day when he showed up with that car.
And so many families, of course, in the Detroit area were hooked to the automobile industry. I mean, it wasn't that uncommon to have like 7 or 8 out of the 10 homes on the street occupied by folks who were some way connected with the industry.
Yeah, and you know, that grew over the years until in the 70s and 80s. I mean, the city and the economy was so intertwined with what was happening in the Big Three that some very, very, you got to correct, man, it was everybody was connected to the automotive world in some way.
So true. And today, unfortunately, things are quite a bit different in Detroit, but there's still that automotive passion that runs through the city. And there's no better testament to that than the Woodward Dream Cruise. And I know that you guys had an opportunity to play there with your brand new band, the Reed and Dickerson Band, last August. How was that?
Oh, that's spectacular. You know, I don't know how many people from out of town are familiar with it, but it's worth the trip. Come in. You're going to see the most amazing cars, and it's a nonstop parade on Woodward Avenue for, like, you know, 10 miles of cars nonstop for 3 days. And it's truly a spectacle of the hottest, the best, the greatest, the muscle cars, the new cars, the you name it, you think it, you dream it, it's at that Dream Cruise.
And the cool thing about the Dream Cruise, Alto, is the fact that, you know, it was started by a bunch of enthusiasts. It wasn't started by any particular company or anybody with any kind of financial interest. It was just started by a bunch of guys and girls that just love to drive their vehicles. And as you say, what was once a one-day event really starts, it's always the third Saturday in August, but people start cruising up and down Woodward earlier in the week. Even on Monday night, folks have got chairs out looking at the cars.
Yeah, it's a real event that you have to picture. You know, for those of you not familiar with Detroit and Woodward Avenue, that was always the strip of where everybody cruised their cars on a Friday night, Saturday night. And no matter where you lived in the metro Detroit area, that's where you headed for the drive-ins, for the, you know, everybody with their muscle cars just cruise that strip. And that turned into eventually this dream cruise. And so if you could picture a street that is four lanes wide on the right side, four lanes wide on the left side, divided by this big median, that's Woodward Avenue. And it starts right downtown Detroit, at the very hub of Detroit, and runs out into the suburbs out to Pontiac. And they set up days in advance lawn chairs of motor homes and it's rock and roll shows. It's everything. It's a great time. They bring the kids, and I'm telling you, it's spectacular in terms of the automobiles that you'll see there. The cars are just
They usually estimate about every year about 35,000 or so cars going up and down, and that's just on Saturday. And it can be people run anything. They can run muscle cars, hot rods, even new cars. And once in a while, people even build cars, kind of really wacky rides just for the cruise.
Yeah, well, up and down Woodward Avenue, the parking lots are filled not with just people, but an extension of the show. You can go there and you'll have your Mustang Alley with, you know, the Ford people who actually, we were their poster band for the Dream Cruise this last summer, and a couple of shows we did out in Vegas with SEMA. And there will be the Ford Mustang Alley with all of their, you know, the latest and greatest cars. And then the Ford owners that date back to, the earliest days will bring their Ford vehicles that have either been restored, customized, chopped, and just set up. It's an exciting time. You know, there's not enough time to see it all. I can tell you that.
It's so true. I've been there a number of times, and I know what's really fun too is to talk to some of the engineers from the car companies, and you'll find that these guys, you know, in their spare time have classic vehicles themselves and quite often several, and they're so proud of it. I mean, that's one thing that I always enjoy about visiting the city of Detroit is the folks there are just so proud of the automotive industry, so proud of their own work and the contributions to the area.
Well, you know, it's something that I'm telling a lot of my friends and business people these days, that I think the whole world finally woke up to realize that as goes the economy in Detroit with the automotive industry, so goes the economy globally. And the great news is that energy that you're talking about, that'll never go away, no matter how tough it is. I've seen that Chrysler go through their closing of plants and reopening, and GM shutting down, and Ford and everybody as well. And the cycle, it goes on. You know, it forces them to rethink, retool, and re-energize the industry. And the great news is that Ford is just absolutely at the forefront of what's happening, I think, in the automotive world. If you look at the new Taurus show, it is an amazing machine. It's state of the art, everything.
Really cool stuff.
I think that what you're going to see is with Ford's strength, you know, they've turned a great quarter, a profitable quarter. I think there's projections in the next year or so to really have the whole company back in the black. And what that means is reopening up the suppliers who bring all the little odds and ends to that car, from the little seatbelt clips to, you know, doorknobs. And when that happens, you're going to see the trickle-down effect of the economy coming back to life. I've seen it in Detroit over and over again.
So true.
And it's coming back.
Alto, hold that thought. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about your musical career and work with Bob Seger. We'll talk about SEMA and invite calls at 800-259-9231.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer.
Uh-huh.
Give me one good reason to switch to Haggerty.
Okay. We can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Oh, our coverage is possibly the best in the business. We have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason. That's like four.
Sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up. Start with Stabil.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. See, that's 1-866-653-7333 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to do one now featuring alto on the saxophone. It's an old one. It's called Turn the Page.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here. We are live all across North America on the GCN Network, the National Radio Network, and Cable Radio Network Channel 2. My name is Bob Long, and I have the absolute pleasure of having with us Alto Reed, who is a founding member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band. And Bob Seger, you've worked in radio All my life, I started as a freshman in college. At the age of 17, I've worked in music radio, sports radio, and talk radio, and I'm a music nut. Many reigning radio people are, and Bob Seger is right up there, top three of my all-time favorites. And Alto has been with Bob since the forming of the Silver Bullet Band. Alto, let's talk a little bit about your early music years. Before you met Bob, did you have your own band?
Yeah, I had a few bands, you know, but I met Bob through another band that he played with for a short period of time. He actually wasn't the lead singer. He wanted a little bit of a break from whatever he was doing, rethink, as you say, in the automotive industry, retool.
Yeah.
And at that time, I joined up with a band called Julia, and Bob was in the band, believe it or not.
Wow.
So we went out and did a lot of pop festivals, and I played with Bob before I ever really played with Bob as Bob Seger. And that band went a different direction than what I was doing, and then Bob left that band and put together a group of musicians that later went on to become Eric Clapton's band for 461 Ocean Boulevard. It was Jamie Oldacre on drums, Dick Sims keyboards, a very unusual combination. I went in for an audition, and there's a conga player, timbali player, Sergio Pastora, and Bob. You know, it was a four-piece band, and Bob was playing guitar, and there was no bass player. The keyboard player, Dick Sims, was had a B3 and playing the foot pedals. And, you know, eventually we got Chris Campbell on bass, who is our, you know, current member, who actually played with Seger before me, filled in when it was the Bob Seger system. So there's a little, you know, kind of a Detroit reality with all of us that have played with Bob. And we were all a part of this energy that was a great time for music. And when Bob started this band, I heard an album called Back in 72 that he was working on. I went, man, I got to play in that. He needs a sax player. And so I really worked hard to get an audition. One day he called me out and said, hey, let's give it a shot. I auditioned. They went in the other room and came back and said, you're in the band if you want it. I said, I do. Pack your bags. You leave tomorrow. And for the next 2 weeks, there were no rehearsals, no nothing, just some of the best raw rock and roll vocals and performances that you could imagine. These guys are great players. And they had to be to go on to be Eric Clapton's band for 12 years after us. But 2 weeks into being with Bob on the road, just jamming. You know, I was the lead instrument, which is exactly what I wanted to do on sax. I never took the traditional approach to sax. I always viewed it like a guitar. I wanted to be a lead guitarist in a, you know, significant part of any song and the melody and the solos. And I got to do that with Bob. And about 2 weeks into being with the group, we were at Leon Russell's private studio, and he said, you know what? I've got a song that I already cut some tracks on. I'd like to play it for you and see what you think. I think I hear some sax on it. And he did, and I listened to it, and I went, you know, yeah, I hear sax on that as well. And I asked him, what do you have in mind? And the assistant manager, as I recall, Tom Weschler, who wrote a new book, by the way, Travel Man, I don't know, I gave you a copy of that.
Yes, absolutely, great book.
Great history for you Bob Seger fans out there. Go get that book, Travel Man, the photos, and it's the entire history of Bob and the band's, you know, pre-Silver Bullet Band and what's going on today. But to get to the point, Tom Weschler, who is the photographer and also the assistant manager, he was listening to us, and he said, well, think of it this way. Black and white movie, late at night, New York City, rain on the alley and on the street in the alley, and you're standing under a street lamp with a little mist coming down. What does that sound like to you? And I picked up my alto sax and went a little like this. Ba-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, the opening to Turn the Page. And there was absolute total silence in the room, and Bob leaned over to Tom and said, tell him another story.
Amazing.
And that was it. I mean, I went out. It was one take for Turn the Page, and that was a long time ago. And who would have known that that would become one of our anthems, and if not, one of the most you know, well-recognized sax hooks in the industry.
No question about it. And, of course, you played on so many other very well-known Bob songs, including old-time rock and roll, and you love playing that one live.
Oh, that's, you know, all of his songs are fun songs. They're great rock and roll. And over the years, because of the songwriting being so extraordinary, our fans, who were our fans from the early was in 2007. We did 50 shows. Everyone sold out in record time, like about 3 minutes it would take to sell 22,000 seats. And we played to 1,100,000 people.
Wow.
We could have played to more, but Bob limited it to one show per city other than Detroit, in which we played, I don't know, 9 or 10 shows from the Palace of Auburn Hills and Joe Louis Arena in Cobo Hall.
Wow.
And it's a great show. You know, I mean, our audience is louder than the band. You know, they sing, they know every lyric. It takes them back to the early days of, you know, in high schools and when they graduated, when they got, you know, everything. Bob's songs are timeless and it's so memorable. So I've really been blessed to be a part of a great rock and roll legacy.
Absolutely. We're on right now on the business station in Boston, AM 1060 WBIX with 40,000 watts of power. So we invite any questions for Alto at 800-259-9231. We'll throw a Bob Seger kind of car easy question out there. In the song Night Moves, there's a reference to a particular car. What particular car? It's the year and the make of the car is mentioned in the song Night Moves. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I started kicking around what was then Boston's number one FM radio station when I was a really young teenager. And in 19, of course, the first live album was Live Bullet, but in 1980, you recorded Nine Tonight in Boston and also in Detroit. And again, I was on the young teenager side, but I was kicking around this radio station, and everybody came back just raving about those performances. It was in October of 1980. Do you remember that night?
Yeah. You know, Boston is our home away from home. That was one of the great strengths for us in terms of our rock and roll fans, and we couldn't wait to come to Boston. Great, great music fans, rock and roll fans, and I love the town itself.
Absolutely.
I spent some time there last summer, and I'm going to do it again this summer out on the Cape and in Boston itself. So I remember it well, you know, at the Boston Gardens. It was what we played all the classic venues around the country and in Canada, all the hockey arenas. And growing up in Detroit, I was such a hockey fan that was a thrill for me, you know, to make it into the big time and actually play where all of my NHL greats played.
Absolutely.
But Boston really helped launch us. You know, I think that without Boston, it would have taken us a lot longer.
Alto, hold on. We'll be back with more.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself.
you can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
You're listening to GCS, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Special guest is Alto Reed, founding member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and that's Alto's new band, the Reed and Dickerson Band. Alto, tell us about how this band got its start.
It's actually pretty cool. Steve Dickerson is my singer-songwriting partner who started playing in my all-star band a few years ago, and he connected with a gentleman by the name of Kevin Janeway, who had a product called the Tailgator, T-A-L-E-G-A-T-O-R. And the Tailgator is a piece of aftermarket that goes on your F-150 pickup truck. And I think now it's licensed for GM vehicles as well. So it's got built-in seats, drink holders, and the tailgating numbers in terms of the people that are active tailgaters, numbers around 30 million.
Wow.
And so the idea was, why don't we cross market? Let's take a product that has 30 million potential buyers out there, and let's partner it up with rock and roll to promote it. So Steve got together with Kevin. They talked to me, and we recorded an album that with some of the best players in Detroit, Jimmy McCarty, from the guitar player from the original days of Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, and his partner, Jeff McDanjic, legendary players, Jimmy Bones from Kid Rock, Stephanie Uhlenberg from Kid Rock. And the live band, we've got Bobby East on guitar, who is who's a Kid Rock's guitar player on two albums. And, you know, everybody in the band is just a Detroit classic, World League caliber musician. So what came out of it was better than I think what anybody had anticipated with this new album called Tonight We Ride, Reed and Dickinson, which you can purchase in a number of ways, Amazon.com and iTunes, you can download. But maybe the best way is right now is that we've partnered up with the Tailgater and Kevin Janeway, and for every Tailgater that they sell, they give away one of the albums. You can also order the album by itself. And it's $7.99 for your listeners, you know, today. We've got a special on that. And Kevin told me that they reduced the price. I think Kevin's going to be on here shortly, but they reduced the price of the Tailgater, a very cool aftermarket design. In fact, it won SEMA's best new product 2 years ago, and that brought us, it was the reason why we went to SEMA this year with Ford and the Tailgater. So the album is really classic Detroit rock tomorrow, but today. It's today's sound, and it's doing great in a world where radio is different, the rock concert scene is different, and the record industry has just gone upside down overnight. You know, nothing is the same as it was 10 years ago, and certainly not 20 years ago. So this is a great way to for us to bring new music, great music, get out and perform. And I shamelessly tell people, you know what I am? I'm a truck salesman disguised as a rock and roll star. And I believe it. You know, I grew up in Detroit watching the economy follow the cycle of how well Detroit was doing. And the good news is that Detroit will always survive. And quite fortunately, Ford Motor Company is still one of the originals, if not the original, and the only company that didn't put their hand out to the government to, you know, keep them going. And they used innovation, they used hard work, they used quality product. I mean, I mentioned the Taurus Show is a phenomenal automobile. I love driving that. And the Lincoln MKS, the same thing, man. You want luxury from Detroit, you don't have to go to any of the, you know, foreign markets to find whatever luxury car you want. The Lincoln MKS is amazing. And what we do with the concerts at the tailgating events is we really gather people down front and try to mine data, to get their numbers, let them know that what they're doing is actually putting people back to work. Buy a Ford. If you can't afford a Ford truck, then buy a Ford at the Ford Collection, a hat. Every dollar that goes back into that company, they are reinvesting in the economy and putting people back to work. So I love the relationship that we are building up with them to go out, and it gives us a chance to play our music, quality music with a quality product. It helps us promote the Tailgater, which you can go to tailgater.com, T-A-L-E-G-A-T-O-R, tailgater.com. If you got a pickup out there, this is what you want on the back of your truck, man. It flips down, it's there, it's permanently attached, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
I know so it was your first time at SEMA. Tell our listeners a little bit about your impression of that event. You did a wonderful concert there with the folks at Ford, but just the size and scope of that show is really hard to put into words, Alto.
Bring a couple sets of walking shoes because you're going to go through them. It's huge, and it's phenomenal cars, custom cars. It's not just an aftermarket of little odds and ends for a car. It's truly a design collection of much like what you see at the Dream Cruise. These are state of the art vehicles from customized semi trucks, Peterbilts, that are all stainless steel, chopped leather, you know, outfitted. It's amazing collection of hot rods, race cars, street cars, the new cars that you can see coming off the assembly line, and it's a great time as well. I mean, it's Vegas, you know.
And that's right.
There are a few things that happened in Vegas that we definitely let stay in Vegas. So. We had a time there.
Man after my own heart. 800.
Everybody out there, go to SEMA next year. You're going to see us there.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231. Still want the correct answer. We've had a bunch of incorrect answers. There are so many Seeger songs with automotive references, but I'm talking Night Moves, a particular line in Night Moves where he refers to a particular American car from... We're going to say the 60s. What particular car are we talking about here? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Thinking about another couple of Seeger concerts that I attended. I attended the the Mystery Tour concert in 96 at the New Boston Garden, and that was one of the only rock concerts, Alto, that I ever, it's the only one that I ever attended that the audience stood the entire show.
Entire time.
I've never seen that.
It's really extraordinary, the loyalty from the fans and how much they love the music. And that's, once again, it's a tribute to Bob, who I knew he was a great writer. You know, he stood head and shoulders above everybody else way back when, from the days of Ramblin' Gamblin' Man and Heavy Music. But his craft and his skill over the years has developed into, I think he's one of the premier rock and roll writers of all time.
I would totally agree with you.
And you know, there's a song for your graduation, there's a song for your wedding, there's a song for everything that people identify with. And that audience was so loud on the last tour, much like what you said, they stand,
yep,
they sing. And they were so loud that I finally resorted to in-ear monitors, meaning they're like these little head things you see, yep, the performers on TV wearing. And I never wanted to do that. I wanted to feel connected to the audience and to the sound on stage. And the last tour, they were so loud, I couldn't hear myself. So I finally went, you know, I've got to get some in-ears. And it's a great feeling, though. It's a really, really cool feeling.
Yeah, the Face the Promise tour, I saw that one as well. And you guys just seem to be so thrilled to be back on stage with Bob. Let's hope you do it again in the not-too-distant future. Straight ahead, we're going to bring forth Kevin Janeway from Tailgater and continue with Alto. 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take like months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Joining us here today on Auto World. The music is from the Reed and Dickerson Band. Alto Reed joins us, founding member of the Bob Seger Silver Bullet Band. And we're also joined by Kevin Janeway, the COO of Tailgater. Hey there, Kevin. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. How are you doing? I was kind of thinking I wish I was where Alto was right now. I'm up in Chicago and in the Midwest here, and Alto's in that sunny Miami area where all the tailgating's going on right now.
That's right. Well, we have a whole slew of callers, and if Frank gets the question right off the bat here, I got other trivia questions for all our callers, so let's go to the lines right now.
I want to give away our album if we could.
Oh, great.
The winner. Let's give our album to the winner.
Absolutely. We may have multiple winners here, so I'll donate some of mine. Here we go. 800-259-9231. Frank is in the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan. Hello there, Frank. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
So the easy question here, what Seger song has a reference to a Night Moves? It's got a reference to a car, and what car is it?
Well, as I recall, it is a 60 Chevy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy.
You got it. Congratulations. Excellent. And what do you think, guys? We hook them up with an album as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. All right. Put them on hold, Matt. And who's our next caller, Matt? Our next call is Mark, who joins us in Atlanta. Mark, I got another Seger question for you, okay? Like a Rock was used as a theme song for what truck?
That'd be the Chevy truck.
Hey, how do you like that?
Another winner.
Say hello to Alto.
Winner. Yeah. You got a knowledgeable audience there, Bob.
Absolutely. Excellent. Hang on the line for Matt. Our next caller, Matt, is Walt in Pittsburgh, listening on WPYT. Hey there, Walt. How you doing?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Excellent. Let's see if we give you another Bob Seger. Are you a Bob Seger fan?
Definitely. I'm an Alto Reed fan.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Thank you.
I believe you'll remember me from Pittsburgh, the iron worker.
Oh, yeah, Walt. How are you doing?
How are you, sir?
Good to talk to you.
Very good to talk to you, sir.
Oh.
Yeah. Pittsburgh is one of my favorite towns, and I have a number of really good friends there, and one of them's connected big time to the automotive world in racing, Chip Ganassi.
Oh, absolutely.
With Target Racing, IndyCars, NASCAR. Chip, if you're listening, I want to say hi. I know he's coming down here probably for Super Bowl, so I'm going to see him soon. But Pittsburgh, man, Pittsburgh, Boston, those towns were there for us every time, man, in the early days and including now. I love Pittsburgh.
Excellent.
Now, did you say that the tailgater was going to be available for GM?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Kevin, can you want to fill that in?
Excellent.
I left out one thing. You have to forgive me. I was telling people to go to tailgater.com. It's thetailgater.com. And tailgater,
cool.
T-A-L-E-G-A-T-O-R, thetailgater.com. And it's a very cool product.
Excellent. Frank, I'll throw you a hard question here. In the song Face the Promise from his last album, Bob's has a line in there where he refers to a particular type of Cadillac.
Oh, man.
Any idea? Take a guess.
I'm going to say long. I'm at a loss. Oh, my goodness.
All right. What do you think, guys? Will we give him an album anyway?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Walt's a great guy.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep. Let's go to the next caller. And who's that, Matt? Cindy is in Michigan. Everybody's calling from Michigan. Thanks for calling, Cindy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you a Bob Seger fan, an Alto Reed fan?
I sure am. Probably Bob Seger, but Alto, it's Cindy Rogan. How are you?
Hey, Cindy. How are you doing today? Staying warm up there?
No, we're freezing. I've recently gotten on to Facebook and found tailgaters and Alto's sites and just been having a blast sharing with friends all of the different things that are going on. And tailgaters is great. Anybody who's
thanks
listening, go there.
Thank you.
And excellent.
Thank you. And the music is great from their album. It's really a good rock.
Thank you. I love hearing that.
Good stuff. You know the answer to the question, the Face the Promise song. Bob says he wants a wheel on what his hand on the wheel of what type of Cadillac?
What kind of Cadillac? What kind of Cadillac and Face the Promise? Why don't I know this?
Did she get the
of course, I'm coming up being
now?
A distributor. I'm coming up with pink Cadillac, and you know.
Well, he's a good songwriter too, but not as good as Bob.
No.
It's El Dorado. We're going to give it to you, Cindy. How do you like that?
El Dorado. Oh, my favorite, and I believe
you
I've seen Elko in one of those.
Being here with us. So. Everybody's a winner.
Absolutely. Everybody's a winner. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, Cindy. Hey, Bob, can I also, I'd like to be able to direct people to my website.
Absolutely.
I've got a lot of information, and it's very easy to remember. It's www.eltoreed.com, A-L-T-O-R-E-E-D.com. And I've been, interneting it for a long time, but this new marketing of bringing everything together, rock and roll, the automotive industry, and promoting concerts and everything, I've got to really thank Kevin Janeway and the Tailgater for having such a vision to really pull it all together with a great product, really cool product.
Absolutely. Kevin, where did you get the inspiration to come up with this product? Were you a big tailgater yourself?
Well, oh, yeah, I'm a big tailgater. Actually, in my real life, before I got into music in the aftermarket industry, I'm in the financial business. And one of my clients here in Michigan came to me and said, I have this idea. He had tried to get it to market, couldn't get anywhere with it, said, would you like to help? And, 5 years later, we have taken it nationally, and we've got it hooked up with Alto and Steve Dickinson with the band, and the rest is history. So I wish I could take credit for it, because every time someone sees it, they always say, why didn't I think of that? and it's like one of those things. And I didn't think about it, but I'm the guy that, along with a lot of great people, that's been involved in this. Actually, we've got a number of partners that have been involved with us getting this out there, from Lomas Brown, who's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Detroit Lions. Lomas won a Super Bowl. We have another partner, Jack Lingle. I don't know if you've ever heard of the movie We Are Marshall. Matthew McConaughey played Jack in that movie, and Jack Lingle's one of our partners. So we've been really working hard at getting this product, as you know, around the country is not always an easy thing to do, but the industry is strong, and with the licenses with GM and Ford, and then now tying it into the music, and that was kind of our vision.
And I understand, actually, the Grammy folks gave you a great honor recently, Kevin.
Yeah, they actually, I'm a kind of a student of whatever I do, and you know, one of the things I did early on when we first got involved with music, my partner, Mark Tackle, who we own the, our labels called TGIF Music, which is not, thank God it's Friday. It actually, TGIF came from, Tailgating is Fun. That's where we get that, that, that.
Oh, that's cool.
Being a student of what I do, you know, learning a little bit about what we want to do and getting into an industry that I had not been into, really wanted to actively pursue, you know, different avenues in the industry, and what my likely choice would be hooking up with the people in the Recording Academy. So I hooked up with them and we joined the Recording Academy, and when they started learning what we were doing and how we were doing, I got a call from the Chicago office asking me to put my nomination in to be on the Board of Governors. And I did. I did put my nomination in, which was quite an honor. I didn't win it, though. But I'm hoping next year that I will get that nomination and get voted in. But it was still kind of an honor because it really showed us that we were doing some great things and we're moving in the right direction. And, you know, it's always great when you have a great product and you have a great band, great music, what like Alto and Steve have put together. So that makes it easy.
Well, you guys are getting some great airplay there on the title track, and we're going to continue to help you with that. In the meantime,
thank you so much.
Alto and Kevin, thank you so much for spending time with us. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lunt.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.